Welcome back to Farm Talk of News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Right now we're going to visit with Eric Lollum. He is the territory manager for Corteva. Catching him at the end of the year. And Eric, it's been a very interesting 2023. I call it challenging, but for some folks it ended up being a really good year. Others, it was probably a bit challenging. What was it like from your perspective with Corteva?
Yeah, I think challenging is certainly a good word. Mother Nature always holds the cards, and in the end, you can make your plan, and then the reality hits with Mother Nature and some weather, and you've got to adjust that plan and adapt. But I think in general, it was a better than expected year. Whether you're talking, harvest yields were better than expected. I mean, the weather's always a challenge. But the way, and I think product performance in general on Corteva products or industry products, I think they were pretty satisfied at the end of the day with how things turned out.
In the end, in your area is, crop protection. We get in blizzard after blizzard in the spring. Then we get to the end of May. It might actually been the end of May. All of a sudden, the thermostat got turned up to about 90, 95 for about 2-3 straight weeks, even reaching 100 degrees. And then the rain got turned off for a good chunk of North Dakota. So how challenging is that, especially from the crop protection side?
Well, again, the moisture helps everybody in the crop protection world, because you're relying on the crop to provide some competition for the weeds. You're relying on the crops, the canopy. So there's lots of challenges out there. And again, I think, like, especially in a lot of areas, the wheat crop was really short this year in a lot of areas with that heat. And everybody was, again, they were pleasantly surprised when the combines rolled. And so I think that in and of itself, I think weed control wise, you look at our Enlist system in soybeans, E3, it's the number one trait in the U.S. markets now at 55% of all soybean acres are Enlist. You look at a weed like water hemp, which is Enlist One. That Enlist Dual is specialty. We're really good on that water hemp, and just with the various growing conditions you had, timing of weeds is always important. It's always better to spray the weeds early when they're relatively small, before they get too big, and then you're relying on a lot of other things to help those things out.
Are you surprised? I would imagine when you put out a product like E3 for soybeans, but the success has been huge. I mean, you talk about 55%. That's nationwide, or is that region-wide? Because I would imagine region-wide it might even be higher.
Yeah, that's 55% nationwide. Here in the Southern Valley or the Red River Valley, it's significantly higher than that. The east-west line, it keeps growing west and north every year. I would say right now we're pretty consistently to 281, and then as you get west of 281, the other trait packages out there probably has a higher share than that. But the Enlist system's making good progress.
I do want to ask you about wheat, because that was kind of the mystery crop of how that was going to be in the end. It's more of a cool weather crop generally, and it took such a heat bath at the beginning of the year. And I was a lot of folks, in fact, I talked to a lot of growers, they were really concerned about how things were going to end up for wheat. And in the end, not everybody, but most folks came out really good.
Yeah, I don't think in the early June, middle of June, I don't think most of these wheat guys would have given two shakes for their wheat crop the way things looked. But something changed in the weather later on, and boy, when the combines rolled here in August, and then a lot of wheat was still combined in September. Again, I think the words pleasantly surprised will cover a lot of areas of the state, and the wheat just, and the good quality, good bushels. It was a wheat's. We've always raised wheat at our place. Fits our rotation nice. It's good for the soil, I think, to kind of break things up. And I know wheat acres probably statewide are probably going to be, I think next year we're forecasting flat, possibly up or down a couple percent, but I think statewide it'll be flat. The big change next year, corn certainly will be down next year just because it was so acres were so high this year, and I think you're going to see a lot more soybeans at this point. That's going to be the way the trend is looking for 24.
Eric, before we let you go, I'd be remiss to not ask you about 2024 and just how things have been going. I think farmers are excited and wanting to maybe move on or maybe continue the success that they've had this year. Anything that we should know about?
Well, yeah, I think, by nature, farmers are optimists by nature. But I do think there is a good amount of optimism in the countryside right now. From an industry perspective, we've got there is less inventory of some products at the farm gate, which means the channel needs to fill that up again. So supply, we've had several products over the last couple of years have been supply challenged. Supply seems to be getting more back to normal for a lot of things or what would be traditionally normal. I think 24 is going to be a good year. I think prepay season actually is going to be pretty strong. Of course, they always prepay fertilizer. It seems to be seed or fertilizer first and second. Crop protection is always one of the last things that get prepaid, but there will be some of that. So I think our local retailers, if you've got product questions or concerns about any of Corteva products, please contact your good local retailer out there that you work with, and they can get you what you need as long as you tell them what you need.
Corteva.com, the website to check out. All right, absolutely. Eric Lalem, again, Territory Manager for Corteva. Eric, thank you so much for your time. We'll be back with more Farm Talk coming up in just a moment.